Good evening. For the first song, let's turn to number 51 in the Christian hymnal.
Once again, we come to the house of God to unite in songs of
God has brought us
66.
Great to be here. Do you have something to sing about tonight? I do. I'm sure you do as well. I'd like to read some scriptures that talk about the things that we have to sing about. First one, Psalm 27. You can follow along if you want. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed on to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All right, Psalm 40. Just a few verses in that one. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. We'll stop there. Just one thought on this. This thought intrigues me when he says, he put a new song in my mouth, and many shall hear it and fear. What exactly does he mean by that? I think he's just simply saying that he has the confidence that many people are going to be drawn to God by this song, and they're going to revere and trust in God because of this song. So, how are many people going to hear about this song? It's going to have to be sung in order for people to hear it. So, do you have a song? Is it good news if you're not sharing it? All right. This is one more passage here that is very special to me. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read a number of verses there. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of these, none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Move down to verse 29. This whole chapter is beautiful. I hate to skip any of it, but we're going to go down to verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is that not something to sing about? Take your Christian hymnal and turn to song number 346. If you would, stand when we sing this song. I'd like to leave this as a challenge for us. Do you have a song to sing? Let's hear it. Tonight, Lord, I pray that we could worship you tonight with our whole heart, and Lord, I pray that we would honor your name and be a blessing to you tonight. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This time we'll have children's class. All the children, come up and and stand here in the front, and Rachel will lead you in a few songs.
Of life. enjoyed it already tonight. And I thought this morning, I really appreciated the singing this morning. There's something, the songs hit us in different ways sometimes, but something about just being able to praise God in song is something that's different than any other kind of worship, I think. And these songs are both songs that we've sung multiple times here, but this first one, it always hits me again, and it has to do with what Lee was talking about this morning, about and David as well, where he said that first we be so that we can do. And it's so important, I think, that we seek the Lord for who he is, and then he will send us.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves, and the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save.
Send the light,
send the light, send the light.
We will spread
the everlasting light
with a willing
heart and hand,
giving God
the glory evermore. We will follow his command.
Send the light,
the blessed gospel light,
let it shine
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
and let its radiant beams
light the world
forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love.
Send the light.
Let us gather jewels for a crown above.
Send the light.
We will spread
the everlasting light
with a willing
heart and hand,
giving God
the glory evermore.
We will follow his command.
Send the light,
the blessed gospel light,
let it shine
from shore to shore.
Send the light,
and let its radiant beams
light the world
forevermore. Last night when I was lonely, I looked up at the sky. The stars looked like notes in the air, like a mighty piece of music, penned by God's own hand, written for a choir way up there. I heard the angels sing, glory, hallelujah, a mighty chorus way up high. I heard the angels sing, praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. I heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I heard a glorious song coming out of heaven, the sweetest music ever heard. I heard a mighty song sung by all the angels, my soul thrilled at every loving word. I fell down on my knees when that chorus ended,
they shouted out a glad amen. I fell down on my knees, prayed that when in heaven I would hear that choir once again. I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. I heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky.
Thank you guys for doing that. I'd like to sing a song by memory. Very short, and I only know one set of words for it, that ye may be one. But I'd like to add a second verse, if we could, that ye may have joy. Let's just see how well we know that at once.
That ye may be one, that ye may be one, Jesus is praying that ye may be one.
I apologize. I have a very weird sense of things striking me funny. So I'm sorry. I thought this would be a little more familiar, but it feels like it's coming. Let's sing that verse again. I'm sorry, I think it's that we may be one, not that ye may be one. So let's sing that again and then sing, follow it with that we may have joy. Anybody have a selection? All right.
42, Christian hymnal.
Sorry, what was the?
42.
All right. After this, we're going to have an impromptu volunteer men's group. So it would be great if everybody on that side of the church would come up here. And we'll have a couple of easy songs, just songs out of the hymnal. Let's sing then. Right after this song. Is that 42?
Around. Take no tears in heaven, and the last chorus that might be going.
Sorrow can tears, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Some morning yonder we'll cease to ponder o'er things this life has brought to you. All will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, in heaven where all will be made new. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Well, it didn't help us.
Yeah.
495, and that's in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you. come to glory. With our souls who trust his saving grace, go we home to sing and tell his story. In the blessed sunshine of his face, he's my precious King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my glorious King, no other is above him. All day long, in raptured praise I see.